Hello, sir. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Samuel Delgado, number 050763.
Mr. Delgado, are you appearing for the Arizona Board of Zoning Appeals for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your record? And based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on August the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And although it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes, I am.
And you cannot see us and we cannot see you since we're doing this by telephone. However, there are four board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Rudy Carranas, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us this afternoon the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Delgado and Mr. Westby, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you serve for him? Mr. Delgado? Thank you. Mr. Delgado, we have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. After I read each, please tell me whether it is true or false. The clause one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 31st, 2016. For the task individual testing compliance summary, dated November 28, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Thank you, sir. Next, we read that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your use of heroin, that is 6M, on or about November 3rd, 2016. For the task, GCMS lab report dated November 8th, 2016. Sir, is that true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
And the final one is that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12D. As demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day of your discharge from relay on or about November 21st, 2016. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was in a struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Delgado, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Carranas. Now, Mr. Delgado, we are preparing to go into phase two of your hearing, which is very important to you, because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we'll come back and talk with you again, sir. So please hold on and remain quiet. Okay, at this time, Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On September 6, 2016, Mr. Delgado was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on June 29, 2018 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody June 29, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 13, 2018, 585 abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts, count 1, 4.5 years, count 2, 2.5 years. His prior convictions in 1984, murder, second degree, 14 years, 1998, armed robbery, 9 years, 2009, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 2009 narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. Gang information notes, he's a member at Las Cuatro Vipas criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision 1994, parole release, arrested on tech violation, sentence expired in custody. 2005, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reinstated by the BOEC, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, absconder 25 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, threats, violence, and rioting noted. Other arrests, drug, 2008 drug paraphernalia, Arizona, guilty under sanction. His community risk score is a G5E6.
Thank you so much, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Delgado, we are back to you, sir. Let's talk for a few moments, and then we can tell the board whatever we need to tell the board. Seemed to me that when you were released down in the Tucson community, that you were released to VRA down in Tucson, and then you did not report any other verifiable place of residence while on supervision. So what happened? Why did you leave VRA, sir? What happened after you left VRA, sir?
I just was going through a difficult time with the loss of my mother, my oldest brother. I was having heart trouble coping, and I relapsed.
Well, please accept our sincere condolences for the loss of your mother and your brother, and so you just decided to where did you go? Where did you stay after you, since you were not a leader? Where were you living, sir? Where were you residing?
I was being with relatives and friends here and there, you know, just working on the dollar and staying out of trouble most of the time.
Okay.
Did
you have any employment while you were out, sir?
Yes.
What were you doing, sir?
I was reconstructing houses, refurnishing houses, you know, remodeling.
Oh, okay. So you have skills. So you were able to at least make a decent living. The only problem, I won't say the only problem, the major problem that you had, you just weren't reporting to your parole officer. Now, what happened? I mean, I guess you already told me, but why did you relapse and start using illegal substances, i.e. heroin or whatever? Why did you start using illegal drugs, sir?
Just, I
went
through a lot of pain, and that's what, you know, for helping people not feeling anything. And I just kept relapsing and just lost focus on everything out there.
Okay, so what are your plans when you get out, sir? Will the board let you out now? Will you get out on the day that you're supposed to get out on when you're released later this year? So what are your plans, sir?
Well, I got work for remodeling another house that has burned down. Right there near where my sister lives, and I was hoping to stay with my sister. If not, try to get back into Viva. You know, I was doing good there, so that would be, I would like to go back to Viva, you know.
So how long have you had Viva, sir?
I think about 4 months.
Oh, okay, so you were there for a while. And my final question for me would be, now what were you doing this recently when the Phoenix Police Department picked you up, sir?
I was working on a house.
Okay, how did you find it? They just rode by and saw you and picked you up?
Yeah, they drove up and then they decided to pull me over and ask me for my info and everything. Took me out to the station and my parents and, you know, I had a warrant.
Okay, sir. Well, this time I want to see another board members. Might have some questions for you, sir.
Okay.
I don't see any questions from other board members. However, this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board where the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. But please do not repeat yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
No, sir. Not at the moment.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. At this time, the board is preparing to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're all going to ask that you stay on the phone. As the board will go into discussion and make its determination, we want you to hear everything that the board has to say. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Delgado is a very interesting person. He had some challenges, including death in his family, and he just left the halfway house and he just kind of disappeared. However, one big mistake that he made is that he just did not stay in contact with his parole officer. If he had stayed in his contact with his parole officer, we would not have opportunities to speak to him at this particular time. He admits himself that he relapsed. He got on heroin, among other things, and so he just ended up out there. But the one thing we can say about positive for him, he did have employment, and we commend him for that. But I think inasmuch as he's scheduled to be released in November of this year, I think it would be best for him to complete his term, and once he's released, then he won't have to report to a parole officer, and this will Reading interviews, hopefully being a guest of the Arizona Department of Corrections. Therefore, for one and one board member, I think it would be in his best interest to complete his term, but not meaning listen to other board members who might think otherwise. Hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to offer a motion, and that motion is going to be to find out Mr. Delgado did violate the terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent in as much as he used heroin. He also absconded for what that is, some 585 days. With that being said, I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Okay, so I'm going to say second it. I guess I heard Mr. Neal first. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kowalski, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be released on November the 13th of this year. You'll be off for Thanksgiving. You won't have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own, but I would ask that you put together a good plan. So when you get out in November, you will be ready to move forward and be a productive citizen. So this will end your hearing, so please put the CO3 back on the form, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.